Hey everyone, this is Nate Ortiz and this is Walking in Power. And today I want to talk to you about discipleship. Now, when we hear the word discipleship, there might be some different thoughts that come to your mind. You might think of the 12 disciples who were with Jesus and walked with them. You might think of a discipleship and just your relationship with God and how you grow and develop. And I just want to just take a moment to unpack this a little bit. Your discipleship is something just more than what we do, than a function. It's just really how we live our lives. It's really this idea that what we do, where we go, it's really shaped by us following Jesus. Now, for all of us, that looks different. It's not going to look the same as the person, next to you. Is that going to be the same person that you may go to in your family or whatever that might look like? But what is God asking you to do, and how do you develop yourself as a disciple of Jesus? I want to look at a passage of scripture, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. It says, "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." Now, we read that verse and it's unique, and it's you know, what does that mean to be fisher for people? You know, when Jesus went to disciples, there were some of them who were fishermen. That was their trade, that was their gift, that was their skill. It's how they made their livelihood, where they just went out and they fished and they put their nets in the water and they'd bring that in and they would sell it and maybe keep some for themselves. But they were professionals at what they did. But Jesus came to them and told them, "Listen, you fish for fish, but I'm gonna make you fish for people." Meaning, like, you're gonna have this understanding in your life of who I am as Jesus, the coming Messiah. And we're going to literally transform the world if you become my disciples and you walk with me and learn and just grow. And when we think about the disciples as well, you have to remember, not all of them were, these weren't the people that you would think, this is the crew that we're gonna use, right? Jesus was pulling people from all different spaces that had different backgrounds and skill sets, but he used them to be the disciples. And the prerequisite for being a disciple of Jesus is to realize that, one, you need him in your life, and then two, your life is crafted through what the scriptures say and that you follow him. But looking at this passage of scripture, I want to focus us on a few thoughts here that I think are worth noting. When Jesus gives an invitation to his disciples, and when he gives an invitation to you, it's very just, he'll give you the invitation to follow. And when he gives that invitation to follow, it's very decisive. So when you think about discipleship, you have to understand that whether you are being discipled or you want to disciple someone, you give them the opportunity, the invitation to follow. And whether they look at your life, you say, "Hey, follow me as I follow Christ," right? But or they just say, "I really need this relationship with Jesus and I want to know him more." There always is the invitation to follow. And Jesus' call to disciples is always personal. Jesus didn't walk around the streets and just say, "Well, whoever wants to be my disciple could be my disciple." No, he had specific people that he asked, and he gave the invitation out to them. He didn't beg them to come. He didn't say, "Please, please, please, I really need you. No one else is going to do this." He simply puts the invitation out, and these people followed. You know, the invitation, it's always an open-handed invitation to people. You know, God will never force things on you, right? There's things that he lays out through scriptures, but he always gives the invitation to walk into that. And it's up to us if we say, how far do I want to go with God? You know, there's an old saying that says, where you stop is where you stop. And so with God, if you decide, "Well, I'm just going to go to church and that's going to be the basis of my relationship," then that's where it'll stop. But if you say, "No, I feel like I want to go deeper in what God is saying and I want to craft my life around what the scriptures are communicating," right? There's going to be some times it's going to be hard and difficult, but it's going to be worth it. So just as he called his first disciple with the simple command, "Come follow me," he continues to call each and every one of us every day to follow him. The moment we wake up in the day, right, we have this option just to kind of go about our day and not think about things, or we have an opportunity to say, "Lord, let this day be about you. How I respond to people, how I reflect you, may that be evident in my life. Let people know that I'm a disciple of you." The word of God says people will know we're his disciples by the way we love. If you are a disciple of Jesus, there's gonna be ways that you enter into that by the invitation every single day, but also a way that you are living it, and people see that in your life, that it's different. But it all starts with the invitation to follow and you accepting it. The second thing that I want to talk about in this with discipleship is transformational purpose. When you become a disciple of Jesus, there's going to be literally a transformational purpose that takes place in your life. Don't ever just feel like, "Well, if I have Jesus, that's good, and it's good for me, and I don't have to share with people, I don't want to push it on people, I don't want to do that." Right, we're not talking about pushing things on people. We believe that, right, when you live your life in a way that is honoring to God and honoring to the scriptures, because it's laid out there, there are going to be things that happen inside of you long before it even shows to other people. Your purpose is about what happens in us, right? This transformative purpose that God gives us, this life in Him, purpose about what happens in us, and the natural overflow of that will impact people around us. You know, when you're in that environment where you're saying, Lord, I want to have a strong prayer life with you. I want to grow. I want to memorize scripture, have in my heart that I may not sin against you. When you begin to do that, it's naturally going to overflow to other people, right? The example that people often use is, if you've ever been around a bonfire, when you're there, you don't really smell like the bonfire as much. You're aware of it, but after the night goes on, you don't really realize it. But if you've ever gone home and, you know, maybe you're in college or whatever, and you know, you throw your hoodie on the floor, the next morning you wake up, you pick it up, right? It smells like that bonfire so strong. The same way, when you spend time with God, there's a transformation that takes place in your life. You may never realize after a while, but the people around you will notice. You know, in this verse, he promises to, you know, make the disciples fishermen of men. This illustrates the disciples involved in transformation of purpose and priorities. We're called not just to follow Jesus, but to actively participate in his mission of spreading the gospel and making disciples. So when Jesus gave them this invitation, it's saying, listen, it's going to transform so many aspects of your life. You're used to fishing for fish, but now you're going to fish for men. You're used to this being your livelihood. You're going to rely on people to provide as you go to town, and you're going to be sitting with people and breaking bread with them, and it's going to look completely different. You're going to be leaving your family for a period of time. But they knew their purpose in God was literally transformational, and it was literally going to change the trajectory of the whole world with what God did with sending his son Jesus to disciple these people. And the last thing that I want to say is continually develop. When you have discipleship in your life, right, there's gonna be an invitation to follow, we have transformational purpose, but then you'll also be continually developing, where you're not gonna be saying, well, I accepted Christ in my life, that's it, I'm good. Every day, there are gonna be things that God is gonna be speaking to you, encouraging you to grow in, things you need to change, things you need to make a healing from. But you, our goal in this life is not to say, well, I've achieved all I have at a certain age, but say, Lord, allow me to continually develop and not just stay stuck, not just stay not budging on certain things in my life that you want to move and speak to me. And you know, Jesus' call to follow him implies that we are actively engaged in what he's doing. So whether you are young, whether you are older, how are you actively involved in making disciples or pouring into people and helping them grow in their faith? I mean, who's that group of people? Maybe, and it's not even like a large group. Think about Jesus. Right? Jesus had 12, right? Who are the people that you say, these are my people that I know, you're like, Jesus, if I was removed, I know these people are gonna carry out the work. Who are those people that say, you know, if I was gone, I know they would still be pursuing, you know, the Lord. I know they'd be still be growing in their faith. I think it's important we identify those people. Because if we just receive from church and great teachings and just what we do on these calls, and we just receive and don't give away, then I think we're missing the true heart of discipleship. Because Jesus didn't come to this earth to say, it's about me and what can I accomplish and what can I attain in my life. But he says, how can I impact other people that can impact other people? And I think that's the beautiful thing about the Christian faith, that not everything begins with us or ends with us. It, you know, the word says that God's the Alpha and the Omega, where he's beginning and end. And in our lives, we have an opportunity to participate in that. And who knows the impact we can have when we begin to disciple ourselves, number one, and number two, and disciple others. So hey, I hope you have a great day. And just think about these thoughts of what it looks like for you to be discipled and you discipling others, because that is the heart of God. So I hope you have an amazing week, amazing month. Be blessed, and we'll catch you next time.